This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
To get straight into it, Lara, Northern Ireland's graduated licence rules largely mirror our novice plate system here. But for the first 6 months, drivers under 25 may carry only one passenger aged between 14 and 20 between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless a company driver is an experienced driver over 21 with at least 3 years experience or travelling with immediate family. It sounds a bit complicated, but it's actually not. From your perspective as a driving instructor, do you think this kind of restriction is reasonable?
Yeah, it does. As you say, it sounds very complicated, but basically what they're trying to ensure is that they reduce the fatalities and collisions amongst young drivers between those hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning. And one might sort of say, well, you know, there's not much traffic on the roads at that time, so you'd expect less accidents to happen, but it is disproportionate to the amount of traffic that is actually on the roads. So I would see it as a sensible introduction that young drivers shouldn't be driving without experience on the roads during that time of night.
And people may think, once I've passed my test, then I should have enough experience to be able to drive on my own all the time. Do you think something like this would work here in the Republic?
Well, the graduated driving licence system that they've introduced, well, they're introducing it on the 1st of October in Northern Ireland, but it's nearly identical to the system that we currently have here in the Republic. And the only difference is that they have introduced nighttime and passenger restrictions. In fact, there is another difference. If you have not passed your test in Northern Ireland, you can drive on the motorway with an approved driving instructor, which you can do down here, which I think is something that we do need to address in the Republic, because I mean, someone can pass a test and then suddenly rock up then on a motorway with zero experience. So it is very similar to the system we already currently have down here.
And apart from driving on the motorway, is there anything else that you think should be taught to learner drivers here rather than just going straight out onto the road and being expected to be able to do it without learning it beforehand?
I think the graduated driving license system is really important. I would be hugely in favour of it because it makes sort of like a longer mandatory learning period, you know, 6 months to hold a learner permit before you can actually pass a test or apply for a test. And it's a more structured training programme, which is really important. And there will be a logbook and it'll cover specific skills and competencies, which is also really important. And I think the extended post-test restriction period of 24 months up from 12 months is also quite important, because it shows other, I don't know if other drivers will respect it, but it lets other drivers know that they are novice or still drivers with very little experience on the road. And then of course, you know, your nighttime driving restrictions, the other sort of carrying passengers at night. I think they're all very positive changes. Yeah.
And do you think there would be any challenges associated with it if it was introduced here?
I don't see any challenges other than positives to come out of this, because anything that adds to a safer learning program, driving program, structured program has to be a good thing. Has to be a good thing. And I mean, I think it's something like 2/5 of accidents do happen at nighttime, so that has to be a good thing as well. And I think 80% of all fatal collisions do involve younger drivers. So with the stats, even though I don't have actual statistics, it makes the changes a very sensible introduction, certainly, yeah.
And as we are speaking about learner drivers, driving test wait times are a huge frustration for learner drivers right now. There seems to be a backlog from COVID that has never gone away. Why can't we just solve this problem?
Well, the RSA did say that they were bringing the driving test wait times down considerably last year. And they said that by October last year, they had brought it down to a national average of 10 weeks. Now, one test centre could have a 3-week wait list. Another test centre could have a 24-week wait list. So it was really, really hard to sort of like sort of figure it out. But what they did do is they put on extra testers. They introduced Saturday driving tests, which they didn't have before, and also later driving test times. I think it was up to about 7 p.m. So they did significantly reduce the wait times during those summer months. But obviously, with reduced daylight hours, it presents a challenge because you obviously can't avail of the later driving test times. And now we have a strike next Friday, which is going to put a further, I think they carry out something like, I don't have an actual number, but about 700 tests are carried out daily in Ireland. So that's 700 people that might be affected next Friday, and possibly more if it is extended.
And this strike that you're talking about, it's happening on Friday, and it's over concerns of uninsured vehicles being presented for driving tests. It was to my understanding that your insurance discs, your NCT, your tax, they're one of the first things that a driving test checks. So why is this an issue now?
Yeah, so the vehicle, they can check that the vehicle is insured, but what they need to make sure is that the person who is driving the vehicle is insured to drive that vehicle. And I think they have every right to make sure that this is mandatory, because it does present a workplace problem for them, like a safety concern and also a public safety concern. So basically, they will put in the stoppage next Friday. And you see, what we don't have is we don't have a national insurance verification system, so they can't check it. So I think they are talking about making sure that the person presenting for the test brings a certificate of proof to prove that they're insured to drive the vehicle that they present with on the day of their driving test.
What practical changes do you think could be made to reduce the waiting times and get people tested sooner?
Ah, okay. Well, I think a lot of it lies not just on the RSA. I think a lot of it lies on the actual person who is taking the test, because a lot of people present for their driving test without being fully ready. They're not test ready. So the first thing that I would say is make sure that you're test ready. Ask your instructor, say, am I ready to take my test? You know, because an instructor, a good instructor, should be able to tell a learner if they're ready to take a test in this country. A lot of people go in thinking they can, you know, rock a test, but they actually are nowhere near it. So that's the first thing I would say, because if you're not ready, you're not going to pass. That's the first thing. Second thing, make sure that the vehicle that you do present on the day of the test is roadworthy. Make sure that the tires are in good working order. Make sure it is taxed, insured, NCT'd. Make sure that all the lights, the bulbs are working. Make sure that there's no warning lights on the dashboard. If there is, you won't be taken out. Make sure that the fluids in the car, so, you know, your oil, your coolant, your window washer, they're all topped up. Just make sure everything works, because if you present with a car that isn't in good roadworthy condition, again, you won't be taken out. So, you know, you're wasting a test time. If you feel you can't make your test, reschedule it. Don't just be a no-show. Because if you cancel it or reschedule it, at least then it gives them the option to give it an offer it to somebody else. So they're just basic things.
And when I think of the driving wait list, I always think, can they not just hire more testers? Do you think there is enough of a drive to encourage people to become driving testers?
I don't know. It's certainly a job that I would never want to do. Like, I can't imagine, I think the pass rate in this country now is 53%. So, like, I mean, I just couldn't imagine, like, that 50% of my day would result in a lot of people being really disappointed. But I don't know if it's actually the case that people don't, you know, aren't becoming driving testers. I think it's more a sort of a cost thing for the RSA. It's a budget issue, I would imagine. But like I said, you know, to reduce driving test wait times, you know, a lot of the onus does lie on the driving test candidate, because I have taken people out for pretests and I didn't take them through their structured EDT program, and I am literally amazed at the fact that they're booking me for a pretest, because they're simply nowhere near ready to take a test, but in their mind they are. And it's not easy to pass a driving test in Ireland, so you know, we do have high standards here, which is good. So make sure that you're of and at the standard before you even think about taking the test.
And when it comes to cancellation lists, then, I've seen apps introduced where you're paying up to €80 for an app just so you can get notified that there are cancellations. Do you think there should be a better way of notifying people that there are cancellations in their area?
Well, those apps aren't actually official apps. Like, they're privately run apps. So they're nothing to do with the RSA. The RSA has its own system where you can go online on your portal, on your RSA portal, and you can look to see if there are any cancellations. So these people that are paying for cancellation apps, it's really something that is completely indifferent to the RSA system. So it's not that they have to pay this money to get a cancellation. They can go onto their own portal and try to avail of a cancellation through the RSA.
What is one piece of advice you'd give to someone who is sitting on a cancellation list, or they've been waiting for months for a retest maybe, and they're feeling really discouraged? What advice would you give them?
I would say, like I've already said, be test ready. Like, that's the most important thing. Like, I mean, again, there's people that, I mean, you can't fail without knowing your theory questions and your road signs, but I take people out on pre-tests and they haven't a clue to any of the questions that I ask them. You know, I'm like, why are you going for a test? You don't even know, you know, the rules of the road. Like, make sure you know your road signs, make sure you know the answer to the answers to your theory questions, study, you know, make sure you have that information at hand, know your secondary controls inside the car, make sure you know your vehicle is in good roadworthy condition, do a pre-test with a driving instructor and ask them, are you test ready? You know, make sure that you're prepared. Preparation is really key to passing the driving test. If you're prepared, simply, you will pass a driving test if you are prepared and you carry out the instructions that you're given safely and carrying out good observation on the day of your driving test in a good roadworthy vehicle. Simple as that.
It's as simple as that. If you had the ear of the policymakers here in Ireland, what would be one change that you'd love to make to our system currently?
There's a few. So first of all, I'd like to introduce motorway driving. So I think it doesn't really make sense that somebody they have never driven on a motorway before, they pass a test and suddenly they're expected to know how to drive on a motorway. I'd like to change that. I think in order to reduce driving test wait times, it might be an option that the driving instructor, the ADI, could possibly sign off certain drivers that they take through the structured program, the EDT program, if they feel that they are safe enough to drive on the road. Maybe give them another letter, like we have, like obviously N for novice drivers, we have L for learner drivers. Give them another letter just to show people that they have gone through their EDT program, and it'll give them that sort of self-confidence that you need to trust your own decision making when you're driving, which I think is really, really important. And the driving test hasn't changed since 1964 in Ireland. So there's a lot of changes I'd make with that. Well, not a lot, but I think the left reverse could be changed to maybe a parallel park. Parallel parking is used way more than left reversing. And what else would I change? They're the main things I think I would change for the driving test. Parallel parking is really important. Bay parking is important. Like, we don't have bay parking on the driving test, and most people have to get into a driving test bay every day, or not a driving test bay, bay park every day, whether you're going to the shop or the supermarket or wherever. And we don't have that on the Irish driving test. They do have it on the UK driving test, but not here. So little changes like that.
I think a lot of people would agree with you there on the parallel parking, because there's a lot of dodgy parking that we see around.
And loads.
Finally, Lara, if learner drivers are looking to hear some more trusted advice from you, where can they find you?
Oh, they can find me on TikTok. I actually changed my name just for social media purposes to Irish Driving School, because I was getting people from England and other European countries, even America, asking me for driving lessons. So I was like, I have to change to Irish Driving School so people know that it's Ireland I'm dealing with. And it's not really Ireland, it's Dublin and Meath primarily. I'm also on YouTube. Lara Lewis is the best way to search me. Lara, L-A-R-A and L-E-W-I-S, and everything should come up. Facebook, Instagram, the one thing I will say is it's very hard to get back to all the messages I get, so it's better to actually comment publicly, because at least then if I don't get back to the person who's asking the question, somebody else might be able to help them as well. So
Thank you so much, Lara. Your advice was very good today, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Great stuff. Good talking to you, Leah.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio.